Good afternoon. With the cool front that moved through the area last night, situated off to the south, we continue to see lots of clouds with an easterly wind off of the Atlantic Ocean. With the cool waters being drawn in on that easterly fetch, temperatures will be about 10 to 15 degrees cooler today, leaving us in the lower to mid 60s closer to the eastern seaboard and lower to mid 70s inland from about Albany points north and west. We'll have lots of clouds throughout the region thanks to that maritime flow today, so limited sunshine. And there's even the chance of a passing shower or two throughout the afternoon and into the evening hours. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers as lows drop back into the 50s. Same type of day for tomorrow with the marine flow, mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers with highs averaging in the upper 60s and lower 70s. The wind shifts to more of a southerly direction on Thursday. This will allow warmer and more humid air to flow into the region with highs around 80, but with the humidity on the rise, we'll introduce the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day. It's all a part of a big storm system which continues to slowly move through the Midwest and toward the Great Lakes. The storm system will arrive during the day on Friday with a front and a wave of low pressure, and this will be our best chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms, especially Friday afternoon and into the overnight period. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy Friday with highs averaging in the lower 70s. On Saturday, we'll have leftover showers as the front continues to slide through the region, maybe a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s, and then drier and cooler air will begin to flow in on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the middle to upper 60s. Right now, it looks like the cool air will last into early next week with a chance of a shower, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with highs around 65. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, surface high pressure over the Great Basin will generate Santa Ana conditions with areas of strong and gusty easterly winds today and tomorrow along and west of the mountains. Local wind gusts will exceed 65 miles per hour in the valleys, foothills, and coastal mountain slopes. High temperatures along with this wind will exceed 100 degrees at times, even relatively close to the coast. Meanwhile, instability will produce scattered thunderstorms from portions of the Great Lakes and into the middle and lower Mississippi Valley today. Mid and upper level winds, though, will be rather weak, and severe storms appear unlikely at this time. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Dryden and Laredo, both in Texas and also at Death Valley, California, to a low of 17 at Leadville and Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid 50s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004 and in 1991. And the record low, 30, in 2005 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m. 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s to near 70 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s in New England to lower 70s in New York. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the middle 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or a thunderstorm Thursday, near 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely late Friday and Friday night, highs in the lower 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm Saturday in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, mid to upper 60s and middle 60s with a chance of a shower on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.